morning, good evening, good coding campers. It's Monday, and that means it's time for MSDN Radio, the show that helps developers find what they're looking for. Good code, good conversation, but most of all, good time. So here to bring us into the week is our host, Mike Benkovich.
Hey, Eric. And I want to say thank you and welcome to another week of MSDN Radio. My name is Mike Benkovich, and we're going to be talking today about all the great stuff that's going on in the technology world. This week is kind of an exciting week for Microsoft because we are releasing in the U.S. anyway the new Windows Phone 7. As of this morning, you've been able to go out and start going out and picking up those beautiful little devices, and you can get up and get going with all the cool stuff that you can go out and do. Last week we released the Kinect, so you have got the Xbox story, we got the entertainment and games, we got new Visual Studio tools for working with the Windows Phone 7. All kinds of great stuff out there. This radio show is focused on helping developers understand what's going on in the technology world. And with that, we've got past shows available that you can go out and listen to if you're interested. The links for that, you can go out to either Channel 9 and be able to download all of those links, or you can go to the tiny URL or the bit.ly links and get to the previous shows. Also, we've got a series that you can go out and subscribe to. This is a radio show where we have operators standing by, so if you want to participate in the show, you can register, let us know you've got a question, and then go ahead and we'll let you dial in and ask your questions, talk to us, let us know what, you know, what it is you're curious to find out from our guests, and then we let, you know, turn you loose and see what's happening. Today, we have with us a guest coming from Microsoft. He is a good friend of mine. He's been working on tips and tricks and traveling the world, making the world a better place for people who want to understand what's possible with the new Visual Studio. Zane comes to us with a ton of experience, a lot of passion in what he does. Let me welcome Zane Nabolsi.
Hey, Mike. What's going on, man? I appreciate that intro. You made me sound like some kind of humanitarian effort.
He's just like the UN, right?
Like the UN, only with Visual Studio.
That's right. We're saving the world, making it better for developers. So I understand you've been doing this tips and tricks thing, a blog series. What, tell me more about that.
Yeah, so, you know, Sarah Ford did it before me, and we got to talking, and she convinced me that she wasn't going to do it anymore, and she convinced me to do it. And so since January 1st, this year, I started doing a blog post every single day, and I'm happy to announce I queued up the last of the blog posts the other day, so they're all queued up through December 31st.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, been doing a blog post every single day.
A tip a day, even on weekends?
Even on weekends, even holidays, you name it.
So you're even tipping out on national holidays?
Yep. I tried to put I didn't think of it until later, but I've actually started putting little pictures, like on Halloween, I'll put a little pumpkin, and I got a little holiday image for Christmas and some other good stuff.
Well, that sounds like some fun stuff. How do people find your blog and go back? And if you've got 300, and you must have 330 posts already.
I do, and when we're done, should have 365, of course, somewhere thereabouts, a couple extras thrown in.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I haven't decided if I'm going to – I don't think I'm going to completely shut it off at that point. I think I'll do probably another 20 or so beyond that just for me to cool down, because mm-hmm. it's kind of like a horse that's been running real hard. You kind of – I don't think either me or my readers could just stop one day. So I'll start easing back with that final – you know, however many I've decided to do, say 20, somewhere thereabouts.
So for people that don't use Visual Studio every day, I mean, they could maybe go out and subscribe and get a new tip each day? Is there anything where you can search and find the most viewed tips and things like that?
I don't know if they can find the most used tips. That's something I'm saving for the book, because it's kind of hard to do in a blog mm-hmm. format, or, you know, every single day, 365. I've got to take some time to sort through them, kind of reorganize it, and all that good stuff. So literally what I'm doing is the blog is version one
mm-hmm.
Of the tips. We kind of went through, took all of Sarah's work, you know, redid it, reworded it, redid the images and everything for Visual Studio 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And then the book, which is coming out, which we just nailed down the title the other day, it's going to be called Coding Faster, Getting More Productive with Microsoft Visual Studio. It'll be from MS Press.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really going to be version two. I'm right in the middle of that now.
Mm-hmm.
The first two chapters go in next week. And it's pretty interesting, man. It's redoing everything all over again, basically. Redoing a bunch of the images, rewording it, adding a bunch of new content, and reorganizing. You know, it's tough because when I was doing it on the blog, I was just doing it. Yeah,
right.
I was just going. But now in the book format, it's kind of like taking a whole bunch of slides and try to put them in order and,
mm-hmm.
and all kinds of good stuff. It's pretty interesting. I'm really trying to.
It's a lot of work to put together a book. I mean, you've got to, you know, work with the publisher. You've got, you know, deadlines. You've got, you know, the photo-ready stuff and all of that. That's a ton of work. And you're doing this on your own?
Yeah, well, Sarah and I are both doing it.
We
just decided to split it up. It's 80-20. I'm doing about 80, and she's doing about 20% of it. What we kind of did was I got her to throw in a couple of chapters. So I'm kind of doing all the chapters except the last two, which she's doing,
mm-hmm.
And she's going to get some contributors for that and do them on my favorite thing in Visual Studio, which is Visual Studio Extensions. So really looking forward to that. I think it's going to be really.
What's the title of the book going to be?
Coding Faster.
Coding Faster, and it's going to be available through which public? MS Press.
It's going to be available through MS Press. That was an interesting point because I wanted to go O'Reilly or MS Press. We even talked to Ross and a few of the others. In the end, MS Press seemed like the best fit for this format.
Now, is this your first book?
It is my
first. Other books?
I have not. Sarah, this will be Sarah's second,
right.
Technically, and this will be my first. And it's a good first, you know, it's been a lot of fun for a first ever, a lot of work.
Uh-huh.
And I know I always thought that, you know, authors would get rich with their first book and buy an island in the Caribbean. But it doesn't look like it's going to happen. It looks like I can afford a picture of an island in the Caribbean when I'm done, maybe.
Yeah, well, it depends on a lot of things. But, yeah, the entire, you know, publishing business is an interesting thing to get into. I know I've been involved in a couple, and it's like, yeah, every time you do it, it's like, this is going to be a lot of work.
Yeah, I didn't know you wrote a book, Binko. What'd you write?
I've done a couple books on SQL Server and how to be a DBA and also one on how to do data mining. So.
Oh, very cool. Well, there you go. Well, get out and buy, everybody get out and buy Binko's book today and then buy mine when it comes out.
Yeah, mine is so niche. I mean, it was SQL 2000, so it's well beyond its useful life. But, you know, it's just a lot of work. It's a lot of fun, though. And I know that there was one that I was going to work on with Lynn Langett on doing some BI stuff, and she ended up not needing any help from me, which was probably best. So your tips and tricks, now you've been doing these around the country. I mean, are people able to see these sessions? Have you been recording them, making them available?
Yeah, so I've been doing them a lot locally. We're planning what we call a region-wide tour where I'll do a big strip of the middle of the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, once the book actually comes out, I'll probably go ahead and arrange some type of U.S. tour, and I'm even eyeballing some international spots right now, looking at London,
mm-hmm.
Or thereabouts, you know, Europe in general and Australia, and possibly somewhere in Asia, but don't know where yet. So, yeah.
So basically, do some book signings and autographs and get the signed pictures.
Yeah, it'll be cool, man. I'll have those. I got to go to Glamour Shots now and get one of those cool pictures of someone else and hand them out. Here's who I am. This is what I was 5 years ago. But yeah, it'll be interesting. I don't know what the result's going to be. I hope it does well.
Well, see, this is where I was thinking the people, you know, can use their phones to get great pictures of you using the all that great technology that's available for that, and then be able to post them up to Facebook, and then we'll just kind of work off that, huh?
Yeah, and hopefully they'll tag it correctly, but I get some interesting photos on Facebook these days. Funny you bring that up, though. We're actually discussing a Windows Phone 7 application to go along with the book. I don't know where it's going to go yet, but one of the topics of discussion is, you know, we already have an add-in. For those who don't know, there's a Visual Studio Tips and Tricks add-in that you can get, an extension.
Did you write that?
Go to Tools, Extension Manager, and then look in the online extensions. You'll find the Visual Studio Tip of the Day Start Page extension. Very, very cool extension. But now we're talking, we want to bring that to people's Windows phones. So
let me ask a question on your tips and tricks, you know, the add-in. That's got to drive off some sort of a data feed somewhere.
It does. It's straight off my RSS feed, off my blog. Yep.
So is it an RSS feed or is it an old data feed?
No, it's an RSS feed as far as I know.
Okay.
I don't think you put it over.
It'd be cool if it was an OData feed, and then you could just tie it into a bunch of, you know. But then again, RSS is a lot like OData.
So it's all ones and zeros, man.
Yeah. So for the tips and tricks you're doing and all the rest of it, what's some of the more esoteric, some of the ones that surprised you the most that you came across?
Wow. So, you know, there's one in particular that came up just a few weeks ago. I was finishing up the tips, and you know, you start getting towards the end because I didn't do what I originally thought I was going to do, which was originally I thought, oh well, this will be easy. I'll just copy and paste Sarah's work and change the images, and we'll be done. And it didn't turn out that way at all. And so what I wound up doing throughout the year was taking what I thought was, you know, a kind of a nugget of information that was a little small for me, combining it. So my tips and tricks are not one-to-one for Sarah's old tips. Mm-hmm. In a lot of ways, I combine a lot. So towards the end, I ran out of some of the old stuff that was real easy, the low-hanging fruit, if you will, and I was like, whoa, now what am I going to write about?
Mm-hmm.
And so as I was searching for the deeper-level stuff, I came across a very interesting one. Did you know in the toolbox, right, where we drag our controls from and everything,
yeah,
a lot of people know you can type asterisk to expand all the tabs in the toolbox and type a forward slash to collapse all. But did you know you can actually search in there if you just start typing?
Hold on. You can do, what's that? You do an asterisk to expand?
Uh-huh. So if you're in the toolbox.
Oh, look at that. And then the backslash?
Yeah, I didn't know. There you go. We got it. That's an old one, but there you go. There's a freebie for you. But, yeah, you can do asterisk.
Look at that.
And forward slash will collapse all. So.
And then you said there was one for finding.
Yeah, so collapse all, do a quick forward slash, and now start typing. Let's say you're looking for a text box, right? Start typing TE, and it will automatically find the first TE for you.
Ah.
Toolbox, right? And look down at the bottom in your status bar. In your status bar, it'll say you're searching the toolbox for TE, and press tab to find the next entry.
Well, that's
so that one was surprising. It's not documented anywhere that I've found. I don't even remember how I found out about it, actually. It must be documented somewhere, or else I wouldn't have found out about it, I guess. But it was really esoteric, man.
what are your other top tips that people should know about?
I would say probably some of the biggies. If we're talking about Visual Studio 2010, what we call box selection, where you hold down the Alt key and you select a vertical selection. So normally, you know, you select it goes horizontally, right? But
uh-huh.
You can hold your Alt key to vertical selection. There's a couple of real nice ones. If you do what's called a zero length box selection, where you just hold the Alt key and pull the mouse straight down and make a very thin blue line.
Right.
That's actually a cursor, and you can type on multiple lines at the same time. And you can find that on my blog, by the way, under zero linked box selection as well, for those who are interested.
That's one of those tips that you could really use when you're going into edit data, where you're doing inserts and updates or whatever.
Manipulate. Insanely old, man. That's the crowd's favorite. No matter what size the crowd, the people just go nuts over that one. And then the one that one's cool to me. The one that really I love is what I call single copy multi-paste.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can copy from one thing. Let's say you've got a set of variables, you got several lines, and you know they're all ints, and you want to change them all to double. Well, you can actually copy the word double and then do a vertical selection of all the ints and paste, and it'll paste the word double on multiple lines for you.
So basically the multi-selection allows you to edit all the lines, you know.
All the lines simultaneously, yeah. So one, zero-link box selection is live. It's like a cursor on multiple lines.
Yep.
And then the other one is you copy a single thing, you select multiple lines and paste, and it pastes that thing on each line.
Oh, that's so, like, for instance, if you're creating a node data feed and you want to implement the, what do they call it, the, or not the node data feed, but the entity framework. If you're doing a proxy on the POCO class, it needs to be virtual sealed or
yep.
virtual public, and then you can just go ahead and add that to all the different lines.
Yeah, and there you go. Boom, instantly. It's awesome, man. It's just single copy, multiple paste.
That's
cool. Let's see what else. Oh, you know, I've got probably the call hierarchy is a good one. You only get it in C# these days.
Okay.
What does that tell you? But it's if you right click on any method mm-hmm. and say view call hierarchy, what it does is actually give you a design time view. So you get this at design time, right? It's kind of like a design time call stack. It'll show you all the calls to and all the calls from that method, which is really, really nice.
So then you can, if you're modifying code, know where you're going to be breaking things?
Yeah, absolutely. Not only that, it's to the line of code where you're going to be breaking it. So,
what about tips around debugging and testing?
What's that?
What about tips around debugging and testing?
Debugging we've got as well. You're going to love those. The biggest one, I think, for me is searching the breakpoints. If you, for the first time ever, there's a couple of big things in breakpoints. You can import and export breakpoints now, which is a big deal. But not because you can import and export, but because the format that it takes is XML, and if you know anything about XML, of course, you can manipulate it and really come up with some pretty interesting stuff for manipulating your breakpoints. You can literally export them, run a file that says, well, if I have a breakpoint in a certain file that contains certain letters, then I want you to insert or inject a hit counter on all those breakpoints. So if you have 100 breakpoints, you run a little script against the XML, and it can inject tags to insert hit counters on maybe 10 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Just real powerful stuff. But then you can also search your breakpoints in the breakpoints window. Very, very cool. For the first time ever, you can search through your breakpoints, which people have been asking for forever, myself included. So very useful.
So, like, on that searching on the breakpoints, is that just in particular versions of Visual Studio, or is that all of them?
This is all Visual Studio 2010. Unless I say otherwise, I kind of stick with 2010 for our discussion here.
Mm-hmm.
But now there are some tips that are kind of old school but very useful for all versions. One in particular, and this is old, real old school, like 20-plus years, if you go to any command prompt, and any command prompt, doesn't matter where it is, any Visual Studio command prompt, regular command prompt, mm-hmm. Windows, doesn't matter, and you work with commands a lot. I know a lot of people do the compiler at the command prompt a lot. I don't know if you knew this, but you can press the function key F7, and that will bring up a history for you of everything you've typed. And then you can just use your arrow keys to select a command you ran previously and rerun it again.
Exactly.
Very, very useful. A lot of people know the arrow keys from the command prompt where you press up and down, and that's nice, but it doesn't give you, like, a big list you can look at.
Right.
Pressing F gives you a big list you can look at, and then you can go up and down.
So that's the that's going all the way back to DOS.
Yeah, DOS 5, I think, if memory serves.
Wow.
Yep.
Well,
yep.
Good to know those things are still there.
What's that? Oh, I'm glad it's still there. You know what's bad, though, is used to be they're all numbered. Used to be you can press F7, press a number, and it would run, you know, that command. And then for some reason, they took out the number piece. You can't just press, like, number 3 and have it run the third command. It won't do that anymore, which I'm not happy about that, but it is what it is.
Yeah,
good stuff.
So what about the new technologies like the Windows Phone 7? Do you have tips and tricks that are specific to different types of projects as well? I mean, things that would be particularly helpful?
No, not really. I mean, I kind of avoided that stuff on purpose. So you'll notice in my tips and tricks, I don't go deep into WPF projects or Silverlight projects or, you know, phone, which is really a Silverlight project, or an XNA, depending on what you're doing. I don't do that, and I don't do that on purpose. I really want to keep the tips and tricks at another level. There's experts on those. If I were to talk to you about phone or just WPF in general or WCF or anything like that, I think I would fall short because it's not my area of expertise. I know the product as a product,
right.
So I dig deep into it. So if you want to know the reg key that changes, makes it explode or something, I know that, and that's where my wheelhouse is.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll turn to some other expert like you, for example, if I want to know about SharePoint or any of the other good, or Azure or any of the other cool templates that are in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one piece I do have, in my tips and tricks, I do show you how to create project and item templates so that if you're creating a bunch of Azure projects and you're customizing them, you could create a project template so you don't have to redo all the changes over and over again. Just make a template and you can use your template going forward.
Well, hey, we've got a question in the queue from someone, and this is, anyone can ask questions because that's what we're trying to do here. So if you've got questions, go ahead and put them in the queue. And then if you have dialed in, just press *8, and then we'll know that you got your question to ask. But the question here is, what is your blog?
What is my blog?
You haven't told us.
My blog is it's basically this thing that's on the internet. It's written in HTML, I think. Blog is, you can find me at blogs.msdn.com/visualstudiotips.
Visual Studio Tips.
Yep. So blogs.msdn.com/visualstudiotips, all one word. And that should take you there. And what it does is just redirect to my personal blog, which is, Zane Nabulsi. So, it's good. They're all there. They're all searchable. They're all done for the most part. So lots and lots and lots of info there. And I'll be organizing them. And I'm thinking about, I don't know, what do you think about this? Because I'm thinking about maybe, for the book at least, kind of marking in some way the what I believe to be the top 20 or so. You got 365, top 10 is hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I might do 10% of that, maybe top 30.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if the folks could benefit from that or not, but I'm thinking about doing something like that.
Well, do people follow on Twitter to get a tip of the day?
Yep, they do. They can follow on Twitter. They can use the tip of the day extension in Visual Studio, which is my personal favorite,
right?
Because it's right there when I go to code every morning. They can follow me on Facebook. It's on Facebook too, under Zane Nabulsi. So if you just look for me, you should be able to find me fairly easily, but if not, that blog is the main entry point.
So the online stuff, being able to go out and find you on your, what's your Twitter that they would use to follow the tip of the day, or is that something that then does a tweet for each day, or is that something that's like, okay, well, as you put them out there, it's going to be kind of a summary of the blog post?
Yeah, it is. The Twitter feed and the Facebook feeds are both summaries of the blog posts.
And what is the address to get, or what's your handle on Twitter?
It's Zain, as in November, another N, AB.
Okay, so it's literally going out to Zane Nab.
Yep.
On Twitter, and then they can get the tip of the day, and you'll be posting out there. And then you also post all, whatever else you're thinking about and doing on that as well.
You bet.
Primarily just the posts.
It's just the posts. I don't. I try to keep it clean. So I can probably count on one or two hands, but no more than two hands, the number of times I've done anything over the past year that was not a tip.
Right.
It's very rare. Like if one of my good friends, like you, came out with a book, I'd post it up there. But that doesn't happen very often, so I tend to not do that. I will be putting a post up today or tomorrow for our good friend, Rob Bagby, who started a new training company. So be looking for that one.
What's the name of that company?
I don't remember off the top of my head. I wanted to plug it, but I can't remember the name now.
I think it might be deveducate.com.
The DevEducate? Yep.
Yeah.
Did you get that?
I might know what Bags is doing. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. So have you been doing your taking this to tours on community events and things like that? I mean, where can people come out and check out what you're doing?
So, unless you're in my neck of the woods or you manage to catch me on one of the tours, I'm seriously considering going ahead and since I'm done with the series and I'm going to be easing back a little bit, what I'm going to be doing is when I'm completely done with the series, for the time being, I'm going to begin looking at, I did Visual Studio Pro, Professional. I'm going to start looking at Visual Studio Premium and ultimately Visual Studio Ultimate, and doing tips and tricks for all of those versions as well. So
that would be the next step is after this series is done?
Will be early, late January is probably when I'll begin that, early February,
mm-hmm.
and then start right on into, premium and then ultimate, yep.
So,
but the next thing, the next big thing is we're going to be, I'm going to be doing probably some screencasts on Channel 9.
Okay.
And what is a screencast for each tip, so maybe 365 plus screencasts.
Wow, well, that's going to be that sounds like a lot of work.
It won't be every day, and it's going to be a long-term deal. So I'll probably start with the screencasts that I know will last through different versions of Visual Studio, and then finish up probably when the next version of Visual Studio comes out.
Have you looked into taking your tips and tricks and creating a, hour and a half long session and then taking it to all the tech heads around the world?
That's one of the things under consideration. The only problem there is, as you well know, right, being an evangelist yourself is T&E, the budget. But if anybody wants to pay to have me come out there, I will come out there. All I need is you just feed me and I'm good to go, man. You give me airfare and feed me. Get me out there, and I'll come out and show anybody the love anywhere in the world.
You could call that trips for tips.
There you go. We'll work for trips,
Tips for trips, baby. That sounds like a lot of fun. Boy, I look at the amount of work that you put into this, and that's just phenomenal. 365 posts in a single year, you might as well be a journalist.
Yeah, it's been quite an experience. I don't think it'll be one I repeat anytime soon. Sarah and I were talking the other day. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to do that again. I'll probably do what she did, which before I did this, she was the one that held the record. She had done one every single weekday, right, or work day.
Right.
She just weekends. And I may go to something like that, which will be a vacation compared to what I've been doing, down the road. Mm-hmm. That's gonna take a back seat for a while.
Mm-hmm. Something to just kind of bring some sanity back to catch your breath and get ready to go for the next thing.
Yeah, I'll be going to a weekly format,
uh-huh.
And that's why I think I'll do the screencast, because when I'm completely done with the series, like I say, towards the end of January, then I'll start doing a post a week, or maybe a couple of posts a week, or a post and a screencast a week, something like that, where it's just quick and easy.
Yeah. Hey, we got another question in the queue, and this one's directed right to you, Zane, and it's kind of a close personal question. It says here, will you work for Prego Spaghetti Sauce?
Yes. Somebody knows. Somebody's been to one of my lectures. I always say in my lectures, it's like Prego Spaghetti Sauce. It's in there. Prego Spaghetti Sauce. You bet.
Well, that's great stuff. No, it's exciting what you've been doing, and I just want to make sure that people know how they can get more information on this. Any takeaways, things you calls to action you want people to know?
Yeah, here's what I'd really like for you to do. Even if you can't have me out and give me some good spaghetti sauce, go to my blog, blogs.msdn.com/Visual Studio Tips, and there's important links there, an important link section. One of them is my public SkyDrive.
Mm-hmm.
And if you actually go to my public SkyDrive, there's a folder called Visual Studio Tips and Tricks. If you look in there today, this very minute, you will find the several slide decks. There's Visual Studio Tips and Tricks Basic. I didn't want to call it Basic, so I just called it Visual Studio Tips and Tricks. Tips and Tricks Advanced, and then a top 10 for Visual Studio 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And I would encourage you to take those slide decks, which you can freely take, and teach tips to other people. Really want to get the word out. You know, we joke about buying islands in the Caribbean and all that good stuff, and you know, that's all well and good. And I do hope you buy the book because, you know, we put a lot of effort into it. I hope you buy Minko's book, too. Mm-hmm. But you know, regardless of that, I want you, my goal, Minko's goal, all evangelists' goal is to save you time and to make your life better when using Microsoft products. So, you know, if we can do that, then we've achieved our goal.
Hey, that's some great stuff, Zane. Well, that's about all the time we've got for this week. I want to thank you for coming on, Zane.
Hey, it was good to be here, man.
And, you know, hopefully we'll have you back on. You've co-hosted this when we've had other guests on as well, so maybe we can get you to come back and do that again. Right now we've got a eval if you're online to give us some feedback as to what you want. If you want to send me an email, mike.bankovich@microsoft.com, go out to my website, bankotips.com, and you can click on the Talk to Mike and send me a link. Give me an idea of what guests you want to see. Who do you want to hear? What questions do you want to ask? How can we make MSDN Radio something that really works for you? So with that, I want to thank everyone for showing up, and we'll talk to you next week. This has been Mike Bankovich. This is MSDN Radio.
So that's it for this Monday. Go to MSDNradio.com and click the registration link if you want to participate in the next show. Until then, happy coding.